Unit 6. Stress. 1. Short conversation. Listen and answer the questions.
Bill, you really look tired. Did you get enough sleep last night?
No. I had to stay up until after 3 working on the project. We've got to finish it by Monday, you know.
Yeah, but you've got to get more sleep if you are to do a good job on it. Why don't you go to bed early and get a good rest tonight? Then you can work on it tomorrow when your mind is fresh.
Thanks, but I still have a long way to go. I can't get it off my mind until I finish.
1. How does the man feel? 2. What does the woman suggest? 3. Why does she make the suggestion?
4. Reading comprehension. Read the following article.
Ordinary health problems, from colds to cancer, are right out there in the open. They have obvious symptoms and are diagnosed and treated. Stress, on the other hand, is more difficult to diagnose, and we are often at a loss at how to cope with it. Stress is both a mental and a physical phenomenon. It attacks the mind and our body and can be every bit as deadly as the more obvious health problems. Major causes of stress are overworking, trouble with colleagues, lack of money, pressure at school, dating and marital problems, and the like. Stress affects our body, our emotions, and our behavior. It is important to be able to identify the early warning signs of stress so that we can begin to deal with it. Some typical physical symptoms of stress are headaches, upset stomach, tiredness, sleep problems, and weight gain or loss. Symptoms relating to our emotions are worrying, irritability, depression, and anger. Stress can also affect our behavior, causing us to drink or smoke to excess, abuse drugs, and to become unreasonably angry. Stress increases adrenaline in the body, which elevates blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing. These 3 conditions, in turn, can cause heart disease, strokes, and ulcers. Such a phenomenon as karoshi, or death from overwork, is now considered a serious health concern. A little bit of stress can be a good thing because it helps us focus our efforts and drives us to do our best. Excessive stress, on the other hand, is dangerous to our body and our mind. If we recognize the symptoms, stress can be lessened by decreasing our workload, traveling, relaxing with a hobby, playing sports, meditating, and so on.
Comprehension questions. Find the correct answers. 1. What is said about stress?
A. It is easy to detect. B. It is hard to detect. C. It isn't deadly. D. It is easy to cure.
2. Which is not mentioned as a cause of stress?
A. Smoking. B. Trouble with coworkers. C. Working too hard. D. Money problems.
3. Which is a physical symptom of stress?
A. Worrying. B. Depression. C. Anger over small things. D. Weight gain.
4. What does stress do?
A. It makes us breathe slowly. B. It reduces our blood flow. C. It increases our adrenaline. D. It decreases our adrenaline.
5. Why is a little stress good for us?
A. It makes us sleep better. B. It makes us work less. C. It lowers our blood pressure. D. It makes us do our best.